All right, we're talking about the World coming to Rochester, as they occasionally do. The last time they were in town, I would say, the senior PGA in 2019, right, Barry?
That's correct. Yep, it's been since 2013 for the PGA Championship.
Right, right. So, Barry Deitch here, you are the executive director, is that the proper title?
Championship director.
Championship director of the 2023 PGA Championship coming to Oak Hill Country Club May 15th through the 21st of 2023. So now, how far out? You've been coming in and out of Rochester for a while now, right?
Yeah, no, I've been working on the project since about January of last year.
Okay.
And so we've been working sort of quietly within COVID, obviously.
Sure.
So a lot of our remote offices have just now getting back to full-time office. So we're looking forward to installing our championship office here over the weeks ahead, and we'll be fully operational, just hired some additional staff, and fully operational just after this year's championship, about a year away.
So that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about the impact on the community. How many hire people will be hired locally here to help you over the next year?
Well, I mean, I think within the championship office, we're pretty much set. And then we've got a lot of national team members that come in place. But we've got a lot of internships that will occur in the year of the championship. Some operational assistants that will come on board for about 90 to 120 a day. So we do roughly the championship office itself anywhere from 20 to 30 hires that are all temporary in nature, generally speaking, within about a 2 to 2.5 year period. But then there's quite a few more with for the championship itself, whether that be national vendors, local vendors, sub vendors, or national vendors, from catering, concessions, to construction, to any and all kinds of other things within our merchandising team. There's a lot of hiring that goes on as well, just temporarily for the championship. So all told, I'm going to say it probably runs into thousands by the time we're done.
Sure. Now, if I want to volunteer, because I know a lot of people who have done that in the past, they want that front row seat. Can you still do that? Is there time to still volunteer?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think the big change has been if everybody were to, you know, examine their own lives and how it changes over a decade, and then look at the most recent decade, how much change we've undergone here in the U.S., but specifically with sports and then the demand for golf, mm-hmm. and golf especially coming out of COVID in the pandemic, and the exposure and the growth that we've seen from a double-digit perspective. So over the last year, just as we began to quietly roll out introductory corporate hospitality opportunities, those sold out very quickly. So every phase that we've rolled out, it's gone with little to no work, and the same has been for volunteering. So we're already underway with our volunteer recruitment. It's going extremely fast. I think as of next week, people who have submitted their interest form via our championship website, pgachampionship.com/2023. But if you just type in 2023 PGA Championship in Google, you'll come up as number first. And when you go in there, you'll see that there are three opportunities. One is to submit interest for corporate, submit interest to become a volunteer, to officially register as a volunteer and be invited to do that. And then our PGA ticket registry, which is vitally important. And I can tell you everything is a pacing extremely good, ahead of our expectations. And we're not even into what we call our biggest weeks when our national exposure comes out. So the greatest way to have the greatest amount of inventory and choice is to go through the PGA registry. And we continue to sell out the PGA Championship over recent years, well over about the last decade, to be honest, through this process. And it's just become part of how you get to the PGA Championship.
So Rochester's a big golf town. We always have been, right? I mean, we supported the ladies for so many years. And of course, the PGA keeps coming back to town for numerous events over the years. People don't realize what a gem Oak Hill is, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, you know what I guess I would say is I've been around, you know, for quite a long time. This would be my, to fruition, I think it's my 7th or 8th PGA Championship.
Yeah, I was looking at your resume,
Yeah, so quite a few. And I've been fortunate to be a part of some really large record-setting, extraordinary events. Had the honor and the privilege to conduct the 100th PGA Championship, and then did the first, COVID international sporting event under COVID, August of 2020. So I've seen the gamut, and here's what I'll say. Rochester in Western New York has an extraordinary fan base, and we know that even from the recent awards that, you know, that the Bills have generated from their fan base to the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? So I think, and then you look at the golf participation, you listen to the leaders like Adam Bellow, Mayor Malik, everybody. I mean, golf is up even on the county courses quite significantly, almost double over the last 2 years coming out of COVID. And I think if you just look at the growth of Topgolf is another great example.
Right,
you
know, right.
I mean, just a huge another generation of people coming in and playing the game differently. And I'll always say this. I've done golf events across every association, every tour. And the PGA of America and its 29,000 PGA professionals, it is rare to find a PGA pro that you don't like.
Right.
It is just really rare to find a PGA pro who are our ambassadors down on the ground, you know, in the ground, in the trenches, teaching the game, coaching the game, making it fun for everybody, like Jason Ballard and his team at Oak Hill. And so to be part of that goes into the PGA Championship. So here's what I'll say. I think the challenge that we've given Oak Hill, Monroe County, and Rochester in Western New York is to say, you know, just like Oak Hill has invested in its restoration of its course, just like it's committed to its, you know, future in, improvements to its infrastructure from the clubhouse and other things, as a major championship venue, as a competitive venue on a national scale and an international scale, that's what I love the challenge of. You know, I've been fortunate that every venue of mine has received multiple future championships, multiple events. So, I, you know, my commitment to Ron Pluta and Jim Markley and McKenna and Phil Yam and every, all the membership over there, which really, we just finished our committee kickoff meetings last week, and I can tell you, I have never in 25 plus years of doing this gone through a series of meetings with committee chairs so experienced, so enthusiastic, so community-based, so accountable, and so invested. And I think that this one's going to be really special. I think it's going to be special about the future. I think it's going to be special about the golf course. It's going to be special as to what we're designing. And so, you know, we know Oak Hill extremely well. We know the history really well. We have an extraordinary relationship with the club. But it's as I sat down with the leadership, I said, listen, you've had great championships. But if you want to catapult to that top five, we got to do things a little different. We have to look at things a little differently. There are a few things that we need to improve upon with this venue. And without fail, Ron Pluta and the leadership at the club has rolled up their sleeves and said, let's get to work. And so far, I can tell you I would put all my 30 years of doing this. It's trending in a very interesting way. And I'll put it in context of, you know, unveiling Whistling Straits to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Was a really unique challenge with, you know, one of with Mr. Kohler.
Right.
And it was an extremely proud moment. And I would say in this case, looking at this course, looking at what it's developed and pushed from our on-site experience to how we're going to bring people in and how what we're going to do on site to the innovation that is the PGA of America. You know, we really kind of consider ourselves the people's major, but at the same time, consider us at the forefront of the game and in every respect, whether it's, you know, we had 27 hours of live broadcast last time we were in Rochester at Oak Hill. We're going to 100 plus hours of television live.
Right. And I mean, people watch it, man. People watch it.
Huge difference. And so I guess I put there and I say, okay. And I think there was enthusiasm from the very beginning because certainly the leadership knows. But, you know, sitting down with Adam Bellow for the first time and with Mayor Malik just most recently, you know, to me, an outsider looking in, there is a refreshness going on.
Yes.
There is and maybe a slight renaissance that is percolating that just wants to get out. And so I think celebrating more in 2023 is a great way, and the PGA is a great way to kick that off. But, you know, we're going from August to May. That's a different time of year. It's
right.
A different type of when people have time to come. And my thing is to sit there and say, listen, this is about the future. This is about the future. You've got a great U.S. amateur coming in, you know, on the heels of this. You're going to have and it's telling the club to say, listen, you've got the greatest test of a new generation coming to test this golf course. You have the next generation right behind it on the heels.
Yeah, and the amateurs here in 27, is that when it is?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up. It yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that's too, you know, you look at the statistics over the last 25 years or 30 years of the PGA Tour, just look at the statistics and how they've changed. And
oh, yeah.
Look at, you know, just look at the, you know, how you look at the top 15 or top 10 players in the world and the age, how old they are, right?
It's crazy.
Or, you know, seeing Morikawa win his first major and he's sitting on the sidelines with his girlfriend just sort of tweeting.
Right.
He's like, kind of like, it's just another day at the office, right? So it's been fun. It's been a wonderful journey for me to be a part of. I'm blessed. And what I'm excited about is to be in a place like Oak Hill and Rochester who people have such an affinity. The first time, you know, you're going to laugh. The first time I flew in to Rochester, went to get to my rental car. The woman behind the counter saw PGA, the letters PGA.
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me and she goes, PGA coming back? It's going to be at Oak Hill, right?
They know. They know.
It's the middle of winter.
Everybody knows.
And I just go, okay, we're going to be good. This is good. We're going to be okay. So, you know, it's just wonderful to be back in that sort of it's refreshing, but I also think there's something about this one that could be really interesting and fun in the histories, not only of Rochester and Oak Hill, but I think for the future of Oak Hill and maybe even Rochester in that regard.
And I know Jimmy Merkley. He used to work in radio, believe it or not, long, long time ago.
Get out.
Before he wised up, yeah. Got out. Long time ago. He actually sponsored me to have my 10th anniversary at Oak Hill because I was married at Oak Hill way back 30-some years ago. My wife worked for the president of a bank here, and he sponsored. So I got married there, yeah. So it's I have an affinity for that place. And all the lost balls I have there, too.
Well, it's fun to hear the stories that always you don't have to ask. And there's a generational component of Oak Hill that I love about, you know, I've met fathers and sons and grandsons that all tell stories.
Absolutely.
And there's a thread of connection of Oak Hill and Rochester. But what I'm excited about is when I introduce sort of the new, that's when they kind of sit back and everybody goes, you're going to do what?
Yeah.
Right. And that's really fun. And I think the other side, I'll say this, is we had all of our outside agencies show up in what, you know, it turned out to 40 plus people. These are the people that protect us every day. These are the firemen. These are the policemen. These are the state troopers across the board. These are the federal agencies. All of them showing up saying, we're ready to roll our sleeves up. We're ready to go on the first meeting, on the first call. And they all talk about experiences in the past. So I think there's just it's great to be, again, like I said, and it feels like a broken record, but I'm telling you, I think there's something it is going to be, I think, a moment in time for Oak Hill and Rochester and to not miss out. So it really is it's an opening day Monday to Championship Sunday. It's a 7-day experience. There's going to be a grand opening 3 days prior to it for people who maybe aren't used to crowds, or there's going to be some people are going to be locked out, you know, mm-hmm. if they don't act on registering and act on ticket and buying their tickets. Some people will be locked out. That's just the way it is right now with the PGA Championship. So I just would say, you know, trying and even talking to leaders saying, you know, how do we make a moment in time for all kids? You know, there's still kids are, you know, in the professional sport world, a family of four can come to the PGA or, family of six really can mm-hmm. come to the PGA for probably get through the gate less than $100 or
no
somewhere
kidding.
Between $100 and $150.
That's
trying
great.
To tell me anywhere in major league sports.
Right.
And then, oh, by the way, you can get right down on the field next to the rope line.
You get very close to those guys. Yes.
Yes.
You're
so
right
you
there.
You cannot get that in other sports. So part of me, I've been sort of, you know, pounding the board a little bit right early is to say, you know, how do we get kids this opportunity to experience at least one day? How do we get all those people that have a generational impact to come and just walk through the fanfare? Because there'll be a bit of a shock and awe.
Right.
From what I know of 2013, what I saw of 2013, what we plan to present as an experience will not compare. And part of that is, you know, even the restoration of the course, that, which has allowed us to do some different things. But I would say the enthusiasm coming out of the COVID and the pandemic, people are really just ready to go back and celebrate, get back to some kind of sensory experience of normalcy. So you combine all of that. I'm trying to hold back my enthusiasm.
You're not doing a very good job of that, Barry. I just want you to know.
I know. Exactly.
You're doing a lousy job of that.
Exactly.
I just want to say this, and I started it. I go, it's a sense of pride, a source of pride for everybody here in the Rochester area. When the world comes to us, when the PGA comes to town, I mean, we're all very proud. You know, our chest puff up a little bit because we're going, yeah, they're coming to our golf course in Rochester. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean, and I know Adam very well. I've met Malik before, and these are young, enthusiastic, smart guys, and they care about this community. And do you have any ballpark figure of what kind of economic impact it will have on this town?
Yeah.
I mean, it's big money, right?
Yeah. So the PGA Championship today, year over year, you know, take COVID out of it, in a standardized year, the direct and indirect economic impact is well over $100 million.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
Now, if you look at just the broadcast, will be in excess of $50 million in just brand valuation, brand name to Rochester.
Right, right. Yeah, because you watch the TV and you go, oh, I know that street, or they'll do a little shot of the town, you know, or the falls downtown or something, and you go, oh yeah, I know where that is, you know. Yeah, you do. You catch yourself doing that, trying to figure out where they are, where the camera was.
Yep. And that doesn't even include, you know, that doesn't include any of the brand valuation that we look at from a digital perspective and all the stories that are written. So you look at that earned media piece, and that's, you know, people can sit there, that's hard to quantify, but let me tell you, I think what's important about this one is, again, I think it's about the future. I think I go back to 2004 PGA Championship, and I think this actually happened in either 2003 at Oak Hill, where the crowd around 1918 at Whistling Straits, you know, said, you know, started chanting about the future.
Yeah.
And it just happened organically. And I remember the PGA officers looking at me going, what's going on? I go, and, you know, they're having fun, you know. And I think if you look at when we celebrated the 100th PGA Championship in St. Louis, and all those St. Louis Cardinal fans that showed up and said, that had the same pride in their community and said, yes, we are St. Louis. Yes, we are the 100th PGA. Yes, it was deserving to be here. And it had extraordinary crowds and had a great, you know, celebration about it. So I think in this case, seeing what we're seeing and trending, I would just say people don't rest on your laurels and think it's going to be access is going to be like it was in the past. I mean, I had a meeting just yesterday with a corporate client that was with us in the past couple events, didn't act, and he's like, this is all that's left. And I said, yes.
Wow.
You know, and he's kind of like, I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
You know, so, and so that's a wonderful place to be in, but at the same time, you know, we have such an accessibility from practice rounds, opening Monday, and we're going to have some specialty things, surprises for people those days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that are going to be really, you know, kind of a once in a moment in time kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll announce those later, but I tell people, if I can see the championship in my head this early, that's probably, for me, that's a really good guttural sign that it's going to be something different, something unique, something special. So,
Barry, I appreciate your time. The championship director of the 2023 PGA Championship coming May 15th through the 21st, 2023, next year at Oak Hill, Barry Deitch. Now, Barry, I got to ask you one more question here.
Yeah. Yep.
The match, are you pulling for Josh, our boy Josh, our quarterback?
As always, because the guy is a golf fanato. He's a golf fiend. So, and yes, absolutely. And both what he does and his wife does in supporting children, just like yourself, Dina, in supporting children's causes, how could you not?
Yes, yes. So we're looking forward to that. And I think, what is that, June 1st, something like that, the match?
Yep.
So...
Yep. So
Well, Barry, thank you for your time today, and we look forward to seeing you out on the course. And it's going to be a big year. You're going to be in Tulsa, right? The this year's tournament is in Tulsa, and our owners, the people that own my radio station, are in Tulsa. So maybe maybe you'll be running into our owners down there.
Yeah, I'll be down there. We'll be down there with some leadership, Ron Pluta, our general chairman, and a few others. Down there for at least the middle of the week, and kind of getting nervous about being next up.
And one more thing, we got to hope because we know what Tiger did for the Masters. Hopefully, he'll be still playing well and want to play and come back to Rochester as well, because that wouldn't hurt, right?
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. Yes, I have one of my friends who's a state trooper, Mark O'Donnell. He got that assignment to hang with Tiger last time he was in town, and he said it was quite an experience. So
he is the man. That's all I got to say. I'll leave it at that.
There you go. The championship director of the 2023 PGA Championship here next May at Oak Hill, Barry Deitch. Thank you for your time today. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Dina. Take care.